The International Pilgrim Virgin Statue of Our Lady of Fatima. It's coming through the Archdiocese of Portland the end of April. And then, well, traveling on to the Baker Diocese from May 16th to May 25th. Joining me this morning to tell us what to expect and how incredible to have this wonderful statue pass through. It is our good friends from the World Apostolate of Fatima, Mary Nordland and Brenda Schwartz. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brenda. Thank you both so much for joining us today.
Good morning.
Brenda, we've had opportunities before to talk about this. You have been part of the World Apostolate of Fatima for many, many years. Just remind our listeners a little bit about your mission and also kind of what to expect when this pilgrim statue is coming through.
Yes, as we all know, our Blessed Mother came to three shepherd children in 1917 in Fatima, Portugal. And brought many different graces and asked the children for salvation of souls, peace, all these prayers to gain peace in the world and to save souls and to make reparation for sins. So 30 years later, 1947, our apostolate, the World Apostolate of Fatima, but at that time, the apostolate was called Blue Army, and a lot of people still go by Blue Army. In fact, our website is bluearmy.com. We wanted to promote this mission. Sister Lucia, one of the living shepherds of Fatima, joined with John Hafford, our founder, and together they came together with a pledge and a mission for promoting this worldwide. And so we've been promoting this mission worldwide since 1947. And the mission basically is to pray for peace, pray for the salvation of souls, and pray for reparation of sins. That is our basic foundation for our apostolate. And this went worldwide, and it went crazy worldwide in 1947. And on into future years. And we're still here today, and we're still looking to save souls and to pray for peace and to make reparation for sins.
It is an incredible comfort to know that there are people around the world with the intercession of our Blessed Mother at Fatima to be praying for the world. Where would we be without those prayers? And where would we be without our Heavenly Mother, especially her appearance in Fatima? Joining me today, I am talking with Mary Nordland and Brenda Schwartz. They are with the World Apostolate of Fatima. A wonderful tour is coming up, both for the Archdiocese here in Portland and also for those listening in the Diocese of Baker. The pilgrim statue is on tour and will be coming through our area. Brenda, tell us, what do we know about this statue? What is incredible about having the statue here in the Archdiocese?
We are so blessed to have the international statue. We are so excited. The sculptor of the statue was Jose Thiedem, and he was kind of, his nickname was the Michelangelo of Portugal. And this statue has been traveling internationally since 1947.
Wow.
And that is when our apostolate began, which we're coming up. I mean, we passed 75 years so we've been around for quite a long time. But on October 13th in 1947, there were 200,000 pilgrims at Fatima, and the statue was blessed by Bishop Lira at Fatima and commissioned to serve as the pilgrim virgin. The bishop also prayed that Mary herself would accompany the statue wherever it goes. And she was flown into America, where she went to Ottawa, Canada, and was crowned. And she began a two-year tour of Canada and the United States back in 1947. She has now been to over 100 countries, and she's claiming her dominion and carrying Fatima blessings with the urgent message to people worldwide.
Again, it's going to be such a wonderful opportunity. This statue will be traveling through parishes in the Archdiocese of Portland and then on to Baker. The statue began the year in stops through Texas and then in California. After a couple of weeks in Vancouver, Canada, the pilgrim statue is going to be making its tour through the Archdiocese of Portland and then through the Diocese of Baker. Mary, this is such a wonderful opportunity for us here in the Portland area and heading south. Tell our listeners a little bit about the schedule as it comes through Portland.
Okay. Well, I started planning way back in the beginning of 2023 and to get the permission from the Archdiocese of Portland. And Archbishop Sample was wonderful to give us our permission. And this is actually the previous Pilgrim Virgin statue visit was in 2017, October of 2017, which was with the Immaculate Heart of Mary statue at that time. And so this time it's the International Pilgrim Virgin statue. There are a few statues that are traveling throughout the United States, and they all have a special charism about them. So when we first started, I kind of focused in on getting the date May 13th, because that's the feast day of Our Lady of Fatima. And I was hoping to have the statue start at the cathedral. However, it will start on May 12th, Sunday, May 12th at the cathedral. And then on May 13th, it will go to the grotto. So those are the dates that I started with. And then the beginning of statue visit is going to be at St. Stephen's in Southeast Portland. And that is on April 26th. And we go from there to St. Henry's April 27th. So we will be traveling around mostly the Portland metropolitan area to begin with. Then we will go south to Salem, Mount Angel, Corvallis, and Eugene. And then from there down to Grants Pass. And then we will we'll stop at two parishes on the coast, Holy Trinity and Bandon and St. Augustine in Lincoln City. And we're back up to the Portland area with Christ the King. And then again, cathedral, and we end our last parish in the Portland Archdiocese is on May 15th at St. John the Baptist in Milwaukee. So we're excited to have this visit, and several of the parishes that have schools are incorporating their school children and having them take part in Our Lady's visit. So that's been really exciting working with the schools.
Mary, how does the statue travel once it arrives here in the Portland area? How is it actually making the tour to all of the different stops in those during that 2 weeks from April 26th to May 15th?
We have a custodian our head custodian is Patrick Sabat. However, there's a couple of custodians that do travel with the statue. And in the past, they have brought a motorhome, but I think they're going to be bringing a smaller motor coach this time. And so the custodian will take the statue from parish to parish. And usually, again, he will have a smaller motor type coach that he will bring the statue. And for many of the parishes, they're just right from the motor coach, there will be a procession into the church. And so that's really pretty much how they're handling it. Sometimes they do fly. And actually, at the end of our Baker Diocese visit, they will be flying off to Pennsylvania.
And wow.
So, they're not going to be driving that far at that time. So because they have to start very next day after the Baker Diocese, they start in Pennsylvania. So one of the custodians will take the Blessed Mother statue on a plane and head out to Pennsylvania. So the statue is really pretty much booked up until the end of this year. I believe just November and December have not been completely booked, but it's pretty much scheduled the rest of the year. So it's traveling around.
I just love, can you just imagine if we had the eyes to see the angels that follow that beautiful statue around and on the coach? Quite literally, Mary is my co-pilot should be the bumper sticker on that motor coach. What an exciting opportunity. Mary, I appreciate your time today. And Brenda, too, we are going to Baker after that. And I want to find out where in Baker and some of the things that are plan there in the diocese, but I'm already coming up against my break. Brenda, Mary, can you both stay with me through the break so we can continue in the next half hour?
Sure. Yes.
And I am back. Mary Nordland and Brenda Schwartz are both with the World Apostolate of Fatima. They're joining us today because a very special opportunity for the whole state of Oregon, beginning on April 28th and running all the way through May 25th, a tour of the Virgin Statue of Our Lady of Fatima will be passing through. They are joining us today to tell us a little bit about the places where the statue will be and some of the ways now how we can all prepare ourselves for this visit. Mary, Brenda, thank you so much for staying with me today.
You're welcome.
Brenda, as we talked about in our first half hour, we learned about this little motor coach that will be traveling with this beautiful statue, driving her from the Portland area down to the coast, all the way down to the southern area of the Archdiocese of Portland. That will be happening April 26th to May 15th. Then on a May 16th, well, Mary gets the buckle put on her and she gets traveled to the Diocese of Baker. We'll be traveling through the diocese May 16th to the 25th. What are some of the places where the statue will be in your diocese?
Well, we're going a big circle around the whole diocese. We'll be starting at the Dalles. That will be our first location. And this particular location at St. Peter's Church also has a school, and the children will be getting very involved, and we're very excited about that because it's just a delight to witness the children seeing the statue of Mary and seeing them with love and joy in their faces and just trying to grow that devotion in the children for our Blessed Mother. So excited about that. We then will be going on to Boardman, which is Our Lady of Guadalupe, and then Milton Freewater, St. Francis of Assisi. And then excited about all of these, but we will then be going to Baker City at the cathedral, which is, you know, the place in Baker Diocese, which is the seat of Baker Diocese. So that's very exciting. We'll be at St. Francis de Sales Cathedral, and we'll be there all day Saturday, May 18th. Then we will be going to Nyssa, which is a very small parish, right on the border of Oregon and Idaho. And when I spoke with Father Anish at Nyssa, he said, and their parish name is St. Bridget of Kildare, he said, you know, we don't have a lot of wealthy, rich people, he said, but our congregation, our parishioners, they are so rich in faith, and it's just a wonderful parish. So I'm very, you know, it's always so wonderful to go to all these parishes and meet all the different people in your diocese. So very excited about that. And then we will be going on to Lakeview. So we'll be going south at this point to be at St. Patrick's on Tuesday, May 21st. Same day, we'll be going to Sacred Heart in Klamath Falls and then Chiloquin the next day at Our Lady of Mount Carmel. And then we'll be going up to Bend and spending Wednesday afternoon and Thursday, May 22nd and 23rd, at St. Francis of Assisi. And they also have a school there that they will be bringing in the children. But even other locations that I've spoke with have said, we have homeschoolers and we're going to get them very engaged. So there's just a real good demand or drive, motivation, love for Our Lady with all amongst these parishes in the Baker Diocese to have the children involved. So I'm so wonderful, so excited about that. It's just beautiful. Then we will be going to Prineville Thursday evening, and then Friday we'll spend the whole day in Redmond at my parish, St. Thomas, and then Saturday Sisters. So if anybody wants to go over to Sisters for the day from the Portland Archdiocese, it's kind of a nice place to go and not a bad drive. And then we will end up we actually are extending our pilgrimage to May 26th, Sunday as well. So we added an extra day, and we're planning to be in the Hood River area on that day. So we'll end up closer to Portland. So if any of the Portland folks want to come over, that's kind of the whole Baker Diocese tour.
Oh, I'd love that idea, though. It just reminds me of the story of St. Lawrence, where they said, you know, we need all your money, and St. Lawrence brought the people of the community. These are the yes. treasures, right? Oh. This is who Mary is coming to see, all of us, and it's just such a great opportunity. Mary Nordland and Brenda Schwartz are both joining me today. We're talking about this incredible opportunity for all of us here in the state of Oregon to view this Pilgrim Virgin statue of Our Lady of Fatima as she passes through. Mary, for our listeners, maybe share with us a little bit about, we are so looking forward to this, but we want to be able to just do this in the most holy way and present ourselves before the statue with Mary on our hearts. What are some of the ways that you would recommend that those who are coming to one of the visits, that how we just came with Our Lady of Fatima in mind to prepare our hearts and minds for these beautiful events?
Well, I've been encouraging all of the participants to start novenas at there's a 54-day novena, which was starting March 3rd, but also, obviously, you can start a novena at any time. There are also, of course, there's a novena to Our Lady of Fatima, which would start on May 4th. So if people are interested in that, of course, you can just find Our Lady of Fatima novena online. That's really easy to find. The two saints, St. Jacinta and Francesco, their feast day was February 20th. However, there is also a novena for them, St. Jacinta and Francesco. And, of course, that, again, can be said at any time. And so I think those novenas would be a wonderful start to leading up to each of the parishes, their visit. So that's one way to prepare. And Our Lady asked, in every apparition that Mary appeared in Fatima, she asked the children to pray the rosary every day. And remember, these children were very little when they were, you know, like 7, 8, 10 years old. And so they weren't that old. And Our Lady was expecting them to say the rosary every day. So that's something that we do encourage. And even with children, if they start with a decade a day, that would be great. So that's one of the things that we really encourage.
And then, Brenda, before we go, you know, we had the opportunity back in 2017, the Immaculate Heart of Mary statue made a similar type of tour. You were involved with that. Maybe share with our listeners, you know, through that experience, what people can come to expect, and how did it affect the parishes and the people who came where the statue was?
That's a really good thing to share. It's very moving. You do see a lot of conversion of hearts. You see people coming back to Mary and just being so devoted. And it can be a very emotional experience at times, but it is truly a joyful emotional experience. And so that is one thing that I noticed. I saw a lot of people that had been away from the church, and for whatever reason, they felt like they wanted to come to this, and they did, and they were brought back into the church, mm-hmm. and their devotion to Mary was just so much deeper. I saw that in many locations. And the other thing is that the children, like we were talking earlier, you see them getting involved, and then they bring back to their families, the domestic church, I want to pray the rosary. And they get the rosary happening in their families. So you see a lot of family unity, family devotions to Mary coming forward. And so it is something you just don't know what to expect at any location. It's different at every location. From a parish standpoint, we actually gained parishes in 2017 as becoming part of the World Apostles of Fatima. So we gained some parishes that are now much more involved, so that they are promoting the first Saturday devotion, which we didn't touch on that, but that is such a wonderful devotion and has so many graces, you know, graces of salvation. And so that is another thing that is really emphasized and is part of our theme in the Baker Diocese as we move through here, will be family unity and first Saturday devotion. So there's a lot to grow from, and everyone is touched.
Oh, no doubt. And again, we are so looking forward to this. Mary, is there going to be an update or a page where people can go where they can find each night of the tour where the statue is going to be?
Yes, I have a list. Modern Day Radio Community Calendar will be posting, and also the Blue Army website, bluearmy.com, they will post the dates, and then also as much of the program that they're able to get on their website, so they will post that. MarianPrayerCenter.com, they, under events section, they are going to be listing the complete schedule. And I'm hoping to get it on Church Alive as well with Archdiocese. I'm not sure how much I can get on there, but that is you know, places they can go. So Modern Day Community Calendar, BlueArmy.com, MarianPrayerCenter.com. So we'll have it on all those sites.
All right.
So that'll be a way. And another way to get children involved, we just realized we watched the animated movie The Day the Sun Danced. It's a 30-minute video for children.
Yes.
And that's actually available on Formed for free. So if people are interested in watching that with their children before the statue visit, The Day the Sun Danced, it is a real fun way for children to learn about Fatima. So that would be a good thing to get them started. So.
Oh, perfect. Well, again, what a blessed opportunity for the state of Oregon, and blessed time for me this morning to be able to talk with you, Mary and Brenda. Thanks so much for joining us today, and God bless us and this wonderful Virgin statue that will be joining us. Thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you, Brenda.